So we have the report and the apology. The Podmore inspired cycling findings make for sober reading. One of the ironies is we have been here before, of course. Last report didn't change a lot. High performance sport New Zealand boss Raylene Castle is back with us. Raylene, morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
I don't want to make a huge thing about it, but I did read it yesterday. You didn't get to, or the report authors didn't get to talk to everybody they wanted to. Do we have a full and fair picture?
Yeah, I think, Mike, that's a really, really great point you raise. And one of the challenges from the environment was that some people didn't feel they wanted to step forward because they had already been through a really tough situation during the first report. And then there was a large number of current athletes that are in the environment that actually have seen things improve and didn't think they could add any value to the situation. So we probably didn't get as many people as we'd liked. That said, there are some very important recommendations and areas for focus, and we'll be working really hard to make sure we rectify those.
What makes you confident that the change comes this time when it didn't come in 18?
I think there's different leadership at Cycling New Zealand. There's a strategy at High Performance Sport New Zealand which puts wellbeing and leadership as one of its core three pillars. Therefore, the investment that we're making has measurement against those things. And we're also spending in areas that we think will answer many of the questions in relation to wellbeing, recognising that for everyone, wellbeing has a slightly different definition.
The Centre for Excellence in Cambridge, that sort of worries me to the extent that if you're going to say the centre system or the one-stop shop system doesn't work, how do you fund people all over the country doing their own thing? You can't, can you?
No, you can't. I think it's not necessarily getting rid of the centralised system altogether. It's actually working with individual athletes to work out what the right age for them when to come into the environment. Are they better to stay longer in their local environment until they're older, have more flexibility to come and go from their local environment and their whānau back into the centralised system? So not breaking it down completely, but being much more individualised in the way we bring people into those environments.
What's your view, given your role now, when we've seen it in hockey, we've seen it in football, rugby, and of course in cycling, how much of what we've seen out of this report yesterday is about cycling and cycling alone as opposed to elite sport generally?
Oh, I think there's a few things that are for cycling specifically, but there's no doubt that the themes overall and the areas of focus will give the other national sports organisations a chance to have a look and see whether they are delivering to those areas. They will be consistent, those themes, and that will be a really good chance for them to all reflect in their own environment.
Because one of my observations outside looking in is I wonder how many kids we drag into a system on the promise and you give up your life and your family sacrifice, everyone sacrifices, and if we were harder at the start and going, you know what, mate, I love you, you know, good on you for being talented, but you're never going to the top, and now's the time to tell you, as opposed to putting you into a program where disappointment leads to more disappointment, which leads to tragedy.
Yeah, and that's the $64 million question, isn't it? You'd hate to crush the dream of a young person that might be a late bloomer, that might take a little bit longer to really find their feet and give them the opportunity. And ultimately, you know, for many people in our high-performance environments, they might end up being 20th best in the world. But not many people have the opportunity to say that. That's an incredible achievement in itself. So that balance of making sure that we have people on the podium, we have the people that are still competing on the international stage, but they're safe and healthy in environments where they can thrive as individuals, is what's really important.
Good stuff, Raylene. Appreciate your time as always. Raylene Castle, who's the head of High Performance Sport New Zealand.